This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, you know, sometimes I like to do a little inside baseball. Before I get to the inside baseball, I've got to give you the logistics of how you interact with this program. It's pretty simple. We make it simple because we know a lot of goobers all over the country are just simpletons. I'm going to be ready because I'm in a smart-ass mood today. So we make it pretty simple for you. So the easiest way to interact with the program is to send me a text message. You text the word Mike to 57739. The telephone number is 57739. And so on your smartphone, your dumb phone, your laptop, whatever you're using, you just put in that phone number, 57739, and then start the body of your text with the word Mike, and then tell me whatever you want to tell me. So text the word Mike to 57739. Then the other way that you can interact with the program is that you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. That takes you right to the show page where you can find all the social media icons. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can see a bunch about my personal life on my Instagram account, at Michael D. Brown. You can follow me there, too, if you want to. And I would encourage you to go follow on Facebook, because on Facebook we have a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged, and you can join that group, and that's a place where all of you goobers can get together and have a little Gooberville and talk and exchange memes and do whatever you want to do. And let's see, so we got that, we got the text messages. And of course, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you know that you can always listen on the iHeartRadio app and stream us wherever you want to go or wherever you're going. So just a little inside baseball, because I think what happens behind the scenes is sometimes as interesting, sometimes actually more interesting than what today's theme was going to be, that we are now living in George Orwell's 1984. And Newspeak, remember Orwell claimed in 1984, just listen up for a minute. Even if you read 1984 in 1984, or you read 1984 when you were in high school, you know, back in the one-room school classrooms, or you were reading 1984 in college, you know, between being drunk or high or whatever it was, I don't care how long ago was you read 1984, unless it was last week, you really ought to get the book and read it again. You truly should get 1984 by George Orwell. You can probably find it on Amazon for a couple of bucks. Come on, you can spring for a couple of bucks. I know wealth inflation, maybe it's $200, but you might be able to buy it for $200. And I would really encourage you to read it again, because what Orwell, I forget the year that Orwell wrote the book, but what he predicted that would happen in 1984, of course, has been happening steadily and progressing steadily. And now, the theme of today's show was, we really are in 1984. And I'm going to play some audio clips for you that kind of prove my point. But before we get to that, I cannot resist. You know, I've got my producer in Denver that does my morning show on 630 KL. If you want to download that podcast, you can do that, or you can listen live during the week, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Monday through Friday, Mountain Time. So I got my producer, his nickname is Dragon. I've got him on the weekdays, and on the weekend I got Damien. Now, Damien and I have never met in person. I can't wait to meet Damien in person sometime. So he's sitting out in Sherman Oaks, and I'm sitting here in Denver. And before the program starts, he and I just chit-chat about stuff. Well, Damien took me down a rabbit hole today. And it's a rabbit hole that I want to share with you because it's a great insight into how this is kind of my life. And Damien has Damien has kind of latched on to, he kind of gets my background. For those of you who aren't familiar with my background, I'm the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security for President Bush, served in that position for almost 6 years. I have, and still have some clearances. I've tried to get rid of as many clearances as I can. But once you have a top secret / special compartmentalized information clearance, or you have what's called special access programs, those are SAP, special access programs clearances. One of those might be like a Q clearance. A Q clearance is with the Department of Energy, and you would say, well, why do you need a secret clearance, you know, top secret clearance for the Department of Energy? Because they have the National Nuclear Security Programs. So they're in charge of all the missile sites. They're in charge of all the nuclear studies and all the different labs around the country, Lawrence Livermore and Los Alamos, all these different labs that we have everywhere. And then I had clearances with the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, with the NSA. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I know that I can't talk about. And so when people ask me questions, I have to kind of dance around. Sometimes I just dance around it, and sometimes I kind of give people direct answers when I can. And Damien, what started it? You were watching a documentary over the weekend. What started this?
It was a conversation with a friend of mine.
Ah, okay. So Damien's have a conversation. Here's what I find fascinating. So Damien's have a conversation with a friend of his, and they're talking about aliens. No, not illegal aliens, space aliens. And I kind of find the use, I didn't say this to Damien, but I'm saying it on air. I've always found the use of the term alien, you know, space alien, interesting because, you know, we're told that it's now politically incorrect to call an illegal alien, even though that's exactly what the federal statute says. But why do we call them aliens? We call them aliens because we don't know what they are, or we don't know who they are. So they're alien to us. But are they? I mean, are they really alien to us? Because if you've ever seen Men in Black, for example, they might actually live among us. And we don't even know it. I might be an alien. And this is just my cover. I just do these radio programs, and all my other time I'm in a secret laboratory doing something. But why do we think that we as human beings are so arrogant that there isn't or there aren't other beings, as opposed to the term alien, that there aren't other beings out there that are either living among us or have visited us or, you know, continue to observe us? Why not? But here's the question that Damien asked me, and I gave you an absolute truthful answer. There's no dancing around about this because I didn't get briefed on aliens. But I was at one of the laboratories one time, and I don't know how it came up, but, you know, I'm the kind of guy that, you know, if I'm being given a tour, let's just say it was Los Alamos. Los Alamos Labs, where we, you know, that's where Los Alamos is, where we really kind of the genesis of the nuclear bomb was created in Los Alamos, New Mexico. The Manhattan Project, everything, that was where a lot of it took place. So I'm fascinated. And the reason I was there was because there had been it was called the Cerro Grande fire, and this fire had almost consumed the labs. It was consuming Native American, really religious tribal lands, and we were working our butts off to protect those labs, to protect that lab and protect that little town, and to also protect these Native American tribes. And being, you know, my grandfather was a Cherokee Indian, so I'm part Native American, unlike Elizabeth Warren, who claims that I really am, because I have proof of my grandfather being a Cherokee Indian, that I'm at Los Alamos, and I have enough Native American in me that I kind of get the spirituality of the Native American tribes and kind of what and how they believe, and now I'm at the kind of the birthplace of the atomic bomb. So I'm getting this tour of Los Alamos. And as I'm walking around, and they're telling me about what they do here, and they're explaining everything to me, and this is kind of after the fires have been, you know, we've put the fires out, and now we're just, you know, I'm getting the tours of the labs. I just ask, what about aliens? And the answer was pretty much, yeah, there are things that we study that we actually have, but that's all we can tell you. And I was always fascinated by that answer. Now, most, for those of you who have been in the military or government service, you know that there's compartmentalization of your clearances. So I might be cleared to know about 80% of a program, of a secret program. And the other 20% is known by somebody else. And maybe only a few people know 100% of the program. Well, that's called compartmentalization, and it's done for two reasons. One, it's designed to keep the program secret, and it's also designed because most clearances are granted on a need-to-know basis. So every clearance that I had was granted on a need-to-know basis. I needed to know that in order to do my job as the undersecretary. That's why I had such a wide array of clearances. But it got me, the conversation before the show started got me to thinking about all of the things that I know about that I can't talk about. All of the things that this country does. Because last night, it just, I don't know, maybe Damien spies on me, but it just dovetails with the fact that last night my wife and I finally went to see Top Gun. I'm not going to do a movie review except to say this. If you have not seen Top Gun, this is now a prerequisite to listening to the program. If you want to continue to listen to the program, if you want to listen to it next weekend, if you've not seen Top Gun, you have to go see Top Gun. And there's a couple of reasons I say that. One, Tom Cruise is just simply amazing. I mean, what is the guy, 967 years old, and he's in better shape than I could ever even imagine. And the acting and the portrayal, everything is amazing. And it actually gives you a great feeling about America. It's a really feel-good movie about the United States and how we can do things if we really put our minds to it. I mean, we can do fantastic things. So I walk out of that movie, and the movie is pretty much, I don't think this is a spoiler, but the movie is really about this mission that Top Gun flies to take out an enemy weapon. How about that? And as we walked out, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I bet that right now in the Pentagon, down somewhere where the operations take place, that they're planning that. Or watch in the next 4 years, 5 years, I don't know, maybe 10 years, but I think less than that, we'll see something happen in the real world. And if you've seen Top Gun, you'll go, holy feces. I just watched that on Top Gun a couple of years ago. So if you've seen Men in Black, for example, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that in 5, 10, 15 years, whatever that might be, but somewhere in the future, somebody who's still alive that watched Men in Black will go, I kind of remember Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith in that movie dealing with exactly that. And then Damien and I had this conversation. I want to wrap it up with, well, let me wrap it up after the break. So when we get back, let me tell you that when you think about Men in Black and aliens, and the whole idea that you think beyond what happens day to day, how that can change your perspective. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang tight. Aliens. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Damien's just totally screwing up the show today. He's just totally screwing up the program. So during the break, Damien unloads on me that we have a single, we'll get to the aliens in just a second. I haven't lost my place. A single ticket, meaning probably one individual, unless it was a group bought the ticket. One person bought a ticket somewhere in rural Illinois, I think, at a convenience store or a gas station. For $1.2 billion or something, and the cash value is like over $700 million. So I told Damien was ready to walk out and tell the folks at Premier that, well, Brown's on his own, I'm out of here. But Damien's got to stick around and deal with me now. But I thought about that, and my advice would be, even if you won, I guess it depends on relatively what your current wealth is. But say you won $100 million. You won, for some people, $50 million. And for some people, $1 million. you need a lawyer, first and foremost. First of all, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And I say a lawyer first because the lawyer is going to be required to keep everything confidential. So then the lawyer on your behalf can then do the next two things that I recommend. Get a good financial planner, financial advisor. And then third, can anybody guess what I think the third piece of advice that I would give to the winner of this mega bazillion ticket? What do you think? Then have your lawyer seek out and find a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a therapist, someone who's going to help you deal with the pressure of suddenly. Let's just think about this. We'll get the aliens. Don't you aliens hold on out there. Think about the pressure of you're just, you know, Joe Schmo. You're just a goober like the rest of us, you know, just, you know, trying to make a living and trying to do your job and all of that. And suddenly you've got $700 million in a bank account. Well, the pressure you're going to face from people you don't even know, every investment scheme, every kind of fraudster, every kind of just con artist, everybody's coming after you. And that's not. And then we'll talk about your family. Then your family's going to come out, and they're going to be con artists and fraudsters because they're going to want some of that piece of that $700 million. So you need a lawyer first to do everything confidentially, attorney-client privilege, to then find you a financial advisor, and that's going to be difficult. You're going to have to be a big-ass, really good financial planner, and you're truly going to need some sort of therapy. Because how many people either end up losing all their money, or they end up committing suicide, or, you know, they end up just, you know, drug addicts or something? You truly will need therapy. I read a story yesterday about the odds of winning that, and they went through the odds of like getting struck by lightning or, you know, killed by a shark or whatever. It was just like, you know, the odds are just astronomical, truly astronomical. So congratulations, but good luck to that person. So back to the aliens. So I go to the lab. I go to Los Alamos. And at Los Alamos, because of all the kind of atomic stuff that's gone on there, and because also you've got, what's the place down in southern New Mexico? I can't remember the name of the town right now. But, you know, where the aliens, you know, ostensibly landed. And I just ask, so anything here in these labs that comes from aliens or anything, you know? And the answer just was, well, we just have things that we have obtained that we're studying. Oh, okay. You're not going to tell me anything else? Nope, that's all we're going to tell you. Now think about aliens. If, like, Men in Black is true, or anything like Men in Black, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, but something like Men in Black, why do we keep that stuff secret? Well, one, because I think we need to study and understand. It's no different than when we brought Neil Armstrong and all of them back from the moon. We kept them quarantined, and we kept all the moon dust and rocks isolated because we didn't know what was there. We didn't know what it would cause. And I think the same thing's true at the end. Now, when we get back, let's get to what I wanted to talk about, which is 1984 and Newspeak. Wait till you hear some of the stuff coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and The Deep Thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only buy the guy, can't buy the nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody spending a little time on Saturday with me. Text the word Mike to 57739 if you want to interact with the program. Love for you to do that. Love the text messages. And by the way, somebody reminded me it was Roswell, New Mexico. Brain fart. I couldn't think of what it was. Roswell, of course. Big tourist site, tourist trap down in Roswell to go look at the aliens. And you can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com and follow me on social media, and you can stream us live there. And, of course, you can do that on the iHeartRadio app also. So the theme of one of the things I wanted to do today was 1984 newspeak. You know, in George Orwell's book, 1984, he talked about, you know, war is peace, peace is war, up is down, down is up, you know, blah, blah, all of that. Well, I kind of think we're living in that world right now. Now, I have a phrase that I use on my local program that I think is appropriate for a lot of the stuff that we hear from not just government officials, but maybe from your friends and some of your family sometimes, too. Why am I whispering like Joe Biden? I don't know. It's called dumbassery. And I just think there's a lot of dumbassery in the world right now. And many of us just tune it out. Well, that's why you come here. You come here because I'm not going to tune it out. I want to create earworms for you. And it's also, you know, as a boomer myself, okay, boomer, you can make all the boomer jokes you want. I just don't care. I think it's sometimes, particularly the older boomers, like really the old boomers, I guess Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell, they're not really boomers. They're like in that World War II, well, I don't want to say greatest generation, because they're not really in that generation. They're certainly not the greatest, but they're, you know, they're old farts. Let's put it that way. They're just old farts. I think it's time for them to move on. There's always a generation, and maybe you're not ready for, you know, Gen Xers or millennials or something to take over, but I kind of am, because can they really be any worse than what we have right now? Seriously, can they be any worse? Maybe we shouldn't be terrified that nothing comes out of Joe Biden off teleprompter except some really senile gibberish, which you're going to hear some of in just a minute, because there's, well, it's funny but sad. And I can't help but take something that's funny, it's sad, and share it with you. No one expected, I mean, I didn't expect. Did you really expect Joe Biden to actually be in charge? I mean, a guy that can't, think about this, and I know this is ancient history, but when you go back to the 2020 presidential campaign, and I don't care what you think about Trump or you think about Biden, I just want you to think about the campaign itself. The campaign itself was conducted by Donald Trump, going everywhere in the country, holding all of these rallies, fistfights in the back of the room, you know, Trump, you know, goading on whatever he could. And what did Joe Biden do? Remember one time, it was, I forget whether it was Biden or Kamala Harris, but they had a rally at a drive-in theater. Now, first, I didn't know. I thought there were only like 8 drive-in theaters in the entire country left. But they happened to find one. And so, hey, kids, we're going to go to a movie tonight, except it's going to feature Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yeah, there's no popcorn. We have to bring our own popcorn. We have to bring our own, you know, Diet Coke or whatever. But we're going to go to the drive-in and see Joe Biden on the big screen. Just weird. Just weird. He did his campaigning out of the basement. They took his basement and set it up into a little, you know, like a little campaign headquarters, and they set up a teleprompter, and they gave him some nice camera equipment, some nice audio equipment. They got him an engineer, and everything worked out. It's just weird. So we shouldn't be surprised that Biden's not really in charge. Now, why did the Republicans stick the moniker Obamacare onto the Affordable Care Act? Well, for political reasons. They called it Obamacare. Now, granted, Obama embraced that. You know, if you listen to the introduction to The Weekend with Michael Brown, you hear George Bush, President Bush, in that infamous line say, you're doing, and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. I have embraced that. In fact, I should trademark that. I've embraced that because that is part of who I am, and that just, it is what it is, and quite frankly, I think it's kind of funny. Now, it wasn't necessarily funny at the time, but I think it's funny now. So when things like that stick, names, marks, whatever it might be, the smart thing to do is just embrace it. Now, Nancy Pelosi was the absolute driving force that created Obama's supposed signature achievement, Obamacare. She's probably still wearing the pants in the party, considering the leadership vacuum in the White House. Now, If someone were to ask you, answer this question in your head, who is the head of the Democrat Party right now? Well, the logical answer is it's Joe Biden, because he's the president. That's the highest ranking official in the Democrat Party. If I were to ask who is the head of the Republican Party right now, some people are going to scratch their heads. Some people will say, well, it's Donald Trump. Others will say, well, no, it's Ron DeSantis. Well, Ron DeSantis is just a governor of a state, just like Greg Abbott is. Or they might say that it is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, or Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. The point is, Nancy Pelosi is filling a leadership vacuum created by the White House. Pelosi is now, remember, Pelosi is number three in the command structure. She's second in line. People often think she's third in line, but she is second in line to become president of the United States. First is the vice president. Second is the Speaker of the House. And then third is the Secretary of State. So in terms of the command structure, in the hierarchy of our government, Nancy Pelosi is number three and the only one in the top three, I think, with an IQ above room temperature. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, with all due respect, I'm not sure that their IQs are anywhere near room temperature. But like Joe Biden, besides being really far to the left, and I think, and I don't use this word lightly, but I do think that Paul Pelosi, her husband, and Nancy Pelosi are corrupt. Now, why do I say that? Paul Pelosi invests more than $1 million in semiconductor stocks just days before Nancy Pelosi and the House pass a bill to give billions of dollars to create more semiconductor business in this country. That's called insider trading in my book. And I think it's corrupt. But I'm not sure that Nancy Pelosi, at 82 years of age, is really ready to be, should we say, second in line to the presidency. Is she really ready to lead the country? Here she is, explaining something. I have no idea what it is. Get your ear close to the radio. Bend in. That's right. Come on, get a little closer. Listen to this, if I can get it to play.
We're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, most of the product that we've done is, except now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. Excuse me, Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing in the bill, Melissa. So some is Senate-oriented, and then we have the family medical aid. We figure if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So so we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub. Because privilege strike is deadly to a bill. Bird ball, it's important. It's, you have to take it out. But privilege violation can take you out. So we're, again, getting that as we go along as well. But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some...
Any concerns that any of this is, quote, messaging, because that they have to take some of those things out regardless, no matter what you send over? You said you weren't going to send a messaging bill.
No, we're not sending a messaging bill, but we want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. They're the two exercises we're getting in case bathing exercises.
Second in line to be president of the United States. Yeah, we're in trouble. I think we're in deep doo-doo. That's the Speaker of the House at her weekly or daily, whatever it is, press conference that she does, trying to explain. Now, I know there are a lot of nuances to passing legislation. We've gone way beyond, the well, what was the public television? You know, how Bill becomes a Bill, and that little Bill guy running around talking about a Bill becomes a Bill. It's actually more complicated than that. But, you know, basically, the House or the Senate pass a bill, and if they pass two bills about the same thing, but there are differences, they have to work those out in a conference committee. And then the conference committee takes those reports back to the respective houses, and they vote on them. If they agree on everything and the language is the same, then it goes to the president's desk for signature or a veto. That's how a bill becomes a bill. That's what, in a minute and 38 seconds, in 98 seconds, that's what that poor woman was trying to explain. Now, some of you might argue, Michael, that's not newspeak. That's just dumb speak. I don't care whether you call it newspeak or dumb speak or just pure unadulterated dumbassery. Truly, I don't care which party you are in. I don't care whether you think Nancy Pelosi is the smartest person since sliced bread. I don't care what you think about her. I think it's time for us as a nation to recognize that we're kind of in deep doo-doo. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin could run circles around these two. Hell's bells, the mullahs. The mullahs are as old, the mullahs in Iran are as old as these two old farts, and I think they could run circles around these two. And we're supposed to depend upon them to tell us what we should be doing? So before we go to a break, I want you to hear another one. Unless you wonder what the hell is being done to the country, Biden went off teleprompter. You know this is always good. Anytime the President of the United States goes off the teleprompter, you know it's going to be good for the, you know, for the weekend with Michael Brown. You know it's going to be fantastic. It consists of nothing but senile gibberish. But listen to what he asks at the end. Now, this is unedited. This is a clip taken from C-SPAN. Listen closely.
One of the things that I find is I look at and I take it very seriously, the confidence level of the American people in the economy, and they're so down and they're looking. There's reason to be down, but I started thinking about it. And Brian and you and I talked about it just a little bit. You know, the first year we were able to, with the rescue plan, we were able to send them a check for $8,000. I mean, a check. One, and beyond that, by the way, there was more than that. But when if you're making $120,000 and you get a check for $8,000, that's a lot of money. And so it helped save a lot of people in terms of getting thrown out of their homes and rental housing and a whole range of things. But I started thinking about it just as a, you know, somebody who's raised a middle class kid. One year, even though you didn't have the job you have now, even though you didn't get a raise that year, the difference between having a job, having a 5% raise or whatever, 3, 5, 7, whatever it happens to be, in the face of inflation, price of the pump, although that's down every day so far, but, you know, it's like, whoa, I feel worse off. But then again, I didn't get a check for $8,000 from the government, just among other things. Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me? Mr. President, with all due respect, I kind of think it's just you. I have no clue what you were talking about. You're making $120,000 a year, and you get a check for $8,000, and so somehow that kept you in your house, and, you know, gas prices are up. You know, gas prices are really down, he says, but, you know, I don't know what is like a 5% raise, but, you know, this was, not everybody got Yeah. Newspeak. I think the last part summed it up the best. Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me? Unfortunately, it isn't just him. I think the entire Democrat Party is economically insane. And the scariest part is I think their insanity actually has a purpose. Let's talk about that purpose next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to The Weekend with Michael Brown to do all the social media stuff. And hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Redding. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, gang, thanks for joining The Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Yeah, I was reminded that that generation between boomers and the greatest generation is the silent generation. Really? Then shut up. Just shut up. Because you're not making any sense. And what you're doing to us is you're making this is the newspeak. And I haven't even gotten into the great examples. You think these were good examples? These aren't even really good examples of newspeak. No, we'll get to those in the next hour. But if Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden didn't make any sense in that, to be fair, let me let you listen to Nancy Pelosi make sense. Because as I said in the last segment, what they're doing on purpose. They are doing it on purpose, but it also has a purpose. They'll tell you that the purpose is they're trying to rescue the economy. I don't know. I'm looking around. Are you looking around right now? If this is rescue, give me the life preserver and I'll just do it on my own, all right? Just kind of let me do it on my own. So in all fairness to Nancy Pelosi, I know she wasn't very lucid in that last soundbite. So let me give you a lucid comment.
I learned of what was in there was just transformational. We've never spent this much money, even as much as we had originally.
Wow. Isn't that fantastic?
Just transformational. We've never spent this much money, even as much as we had originally. We've never invested this much.
Now, for those of you new to listening to me, the vocabulary in Washington, D.C. speak is this. Anytime a politician says that they're investing, that's not like what you and I do, like investing, like buying stock in a company. No, for them, investing is the same as spending. New speak. Investing is not investing. Investing is spending. The government can't invest because they don't get a return. The only return the government gets is when they confiscate our earnings, either from a corporation or from us individually, through taxes. But she's so excited here.
Learned of what was in there was just transformational. We've never spent this much money, even as much as we had originally. We've never invested this much in such an important way, in a public-private way, to have the private sector play its role in this so we get more advantage than is just right there.
We've never spent this much more before. And they call it transformational. I will agree it's transformational. Because we just spent almost another $1 trillion on top of the trillions we've already spent, and we see what it did with inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for takeoff. Please fasten your seatbelts and make sure your tray table is safe.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA. Come out and play. Have you seen the building we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kentucky's governor says it could take weeks to find all the victims of flash flooding that killed at least 25 people when torrential rains swamped towns across Appalachia. Jackson, Kentucky resident Patricia Colombo.
The helicopter came down about 3 feet from my car, and I knew that they knew they were going to help me. So then I guess they radioed the response team, and they came in their four-wheeler. They only came halfway, and then they walked in 3 foot of water to come get me in my bag.
More rainstorms are forecast in coming days. The Pacific Northwest, meanwhile, sweltering in a summer heat wave.
Chris Branson and others with Seattle Reach have been getting water and other hot weather supplies to the homeless.
There's no escape from the heat, right? Even in the shade when it's 90 degrees, it's still sweltering.
Orson Lee and his dog live in his camper truck.
I try and stay in the shade, but it doesn't really help a whole lot. The sun moves around, like it or not.
It's even hotter in Portland, where the thermometer has topped 100 every day since Tuesday and is expected to do it again on Saturday as the National Weather Service extends the excessive heat warning for the two cities until Sunday night. I'm Tim McGuire.
The House passed legislation last night to revive a ban on semi-automatic guns. Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Jim McGovern.
You have the right to keep and bear arms, but you don't have the right to own weapons being used to mow people down indiscriminately.
In remarks of his own, Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler said the Democrats' goal is crystal clear.
Let's call this for what it is. It's a gun grab, pure and simple. This bill is not about public safety. Rather, this is the most severe restriction on the Second Amendment since the passage of the assault weapons ban of 1994.
Republicans argue the ban is simply unconstitutional. More from townhall.com.
If you were lied to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
A reality show based bill moving its way through Congress.
A bill limiting big cat ownership that was inspired by Netflix's Tiger King passes in the House. It limits ownership of big cats like lions and tigers and such to wildlife sanctuaries, zoos, or state universities. The bill is now headed to the Senate. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Shark sightings have become more common along Long Island shores this summer. Lieutenant Sean Riley of the New York State Environmental Conservation Police says patrols have been launched now due to the increase in recent sightings.
For the past week, we've been going out for a few hours in the early afternoon as Parks Police had requested assistance with.
Since June, there have been at least 5 verified encounters where sharks bit swimmers and surfers. There were no fatalities. Sightings did prompt officials to temporarily close some stretches of beach. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal health regulators have ruled out summer COVID boosters and are focusing now on a fall campaign. Here's correspondent Norman Hall with the update.
Federal regulators are no longer considering authorizing a second COVID-19 booster shot for all adults under 50 this summer. The focus has been shifted to revamped vaccines for the fall. The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer and Moderna expect to have updated versions of their shots available as early as September. That would set the stage for a fall booster campaign to strengthen protection against the latest versions of Omicron. Two subvariants, BA4 and BA5, are even more contagious than their predecessors. They push new daily cases above 125,000 and hospitalizations to 6,300. Those are the highest levels since February, though deaths have remained low at about 360 per day. Norman Hall, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate everybody tuning in on a Saturday and taking part, all you goobers gathering together here in Gooberville and listening to this goober. Talk about the craziness that's going on in the world today. Because everywhere you look, it's crazy. Everywhere you look, it's just like, right now, whatever you're doing, look to your left. Do it. All right, now look over to your right. There's dumbassery on both sides of you. You're the only sane people. Kind of scary. So here are the logistics, the rules of engagement, as I call them, for this program. Follow these rules, or we're going to kick you off. We have high standards here, which, what am I doing here, though? We have high standards for this program. And so if you want to meet the standards and you want to meet the qualifications, then first and foremost, you have to learn how to text. And you text the word Mike, and here's the phone number, 57739. It's one of those short phone numbers, right? So if you can't remember the long phone, because we knew you couldn't remember the long phone number, so we're giving you a short phone number. 57739. And at that number, you put in the little, in the text, you put the word Mike, and then you tell me what you want to tell me. And, you know, you can tell me, well, you can tell me anything you want to tell me. Or you can ask me anything you want to tell me. And as people who regularly listen to me know, oftentimes text messages can send me down a rabbit hole. So text the word Mike to 57739. Also go to this website. TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com. TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com, which happens to be the name of the show you're listening to. See how brilliant we are? We spent thousands of dollars marketing, figuring out how to market that. So the name of the show is The Weekend with Michael Brown, and now you can go to TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media platforms. So if you'd like to watch my little fights on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA, or you can go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Michael D. Brown. And we have a private group on that page, too. So it's just a little private group for goobers that want to, you know, talk and post things. So you can join that group. And if you want to see pictures of my personal life, my nudes, you can find those by going to Instagram at Michael D. Brown. So the theme today has kind of been newspeak, George Orwell's 1984 newspeak, and how we are being kind of inundated with words that don't mean anything. Or words that we thought meant one thing, but now, according to the ruling elite, all of the dummies in Washington, or for that matter, your state capitol or your city council or anywhere, that are now throwing in our face. Now, I think probably by today, by Saturday, most of you know that the Biden administration has been attempting to redefine the word recession. Because they don't want to avoid responsibility for having caused a recession. So they've been, and of course, this recession that we're actually in, that we are technically in a recession. If any of you are old enough to have lived through the 70s, the late 70s and the early 80s, the last year or so of the Carter administration, and the first couple of years of the Reagan administration, you know that we've seen this movie before. Except, as most, you know, sequels to a movie are, the sequels are always worse than the original movie. And the same thing's happening here. The sequel to the 1979 inflationary spiral that Jimmy Carter put us in is worse now because of the outrageous spending. Now, look, let's be objective here. It wasn't just Joe Biden, and it wasn't just the Democrats that did this outrageous spending. I know that I wasn't on air during the weekend show, back when COVID started. But I was screaming as loudly as people could. I wanted everybody to hear me. Not that I'm some sort of Svengali, that I've, you know, some sort of Karnak the Magnificent. Nobody will get that reference. But I kept saying, as Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats and everybody kept passing all these stimulus bills and sending everybody checks, that we were going to pay for that. And we were going to pay it for outrageous inflationary rates. And now here we are. So government has caused everything that we're going through right now. Everything. Well, Michael, what about the supply chains? Government has broken the supply chains. When you shut down an economy and you pick winners and losers, and boy, do they pick some losers. But when they pick winners and losers, they're not very good at it. Because how does the government pick winners and losers? Now, I am a conservative / libertarian. That's pretty much my political philosophy. I'm pretty libertarian about things, and I'm fairly conservative about things. And that may seem like an oxymoron to some of you, but as you listen longer and longer, you'll get to understand what I'm libertarian about and what I'm conservative about. But any time the government picks winners and losers and says, this business can stay open and this business can't and the rest of you have to stay home, and we did all of this stupid, really just dumbass stuff back at the beginning of COVID, it didn't take a rocket scientist. It didn't take a talk show host. It didn't take anybody. I mean, anybody could have, any goober could have figured out that we were going to pay the price for that. And so here we are. So keeping in line with the theme of today, about we are living in a newspeak world, we're living in George Orwell's 1984, of course the Biden administration is trying to redefine recession and trying to convince everybody that we're not in a recession because everything's just so wonderful hunky-dory out there. I have to laugh because they will claim, for example, that the price of gasoline has dropped. And it has. But anyone who's listened to me at all during the week or on the weekend knows that the reason the price of gas has dropped is, and I'll give the Biden administration a little credit, but it's credit for all the wrong reasons. Part of the reason that gas prices have dropped is because we have taken a million barrels a day out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and sold it to China. Isn't that fantastic? We sold it to China. Oh, yeah. The same China that is threatening to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's airplane. Don't make any jokes about that because it's not funny. I'm serious about this. It's not funny. China has threatened to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane if she goes to Taiwan. And we're selling them the fuel to go do it. We're idiots. We're absolute idiots. But it has brought down the price of gasoline. It is also depleted. Why do you think we call it the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? Because we need it for strategic national security purposes. So that if China decides to invade us, which would be stupid, or if Canada's, you know, I think it's more likely Canada's going to invade us. Mexico already is. But whoever's going to invade us, if we need all of that fuel to fuel Top Gun jets or to fuel M1 Abrams tanks, or surface-to-air missiles, or anything else, we'd have the petroleum to do it. But no, we're selling it off. And yes, it's dropped the price of gasoline down a little bit. But that's not the predominant factor. I want you to think about gas prices just for a moment. I don't know what they are in where you live, but whatever they are, I want you to think about that price as the new baseline. $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, $4 a gallon. Now, I have a listener here in Colorado who texts me every day because there's a little gas war going up on Interstate 25, what I call the 25, and Highway 119 here in Colorado, and it's down to about $3.08 a gallon or something today. Well, that's not going to last because it's a little tiny gas war going on. Well, they're losing money on that right now. So whatever you're paying right now other than that, you need to think about that as the new baseline. Now, why do I say that? Because Biden is claiming that, oh, look, the price of gasoline has gone down by 23 cents a gallon. Okay, so now I'm paying $4.68 a gallon instead of $5.25 a gallon, whatever it might be. Unless we have a dramatic change in federal policy about investing in oil and gas, and I don't mean about government investing. I'm talking about the private sector. The private sector is not investing in oil and gas because they've been told by the federal government that we're not going to use oil and gas. We have a president who has said repeatedly he wants to kill the fossil fuel industry. So even if we drop the price of gas, it will never go back to $2.38 a gallon like it was 2 years ago. Because we've established a new baseline. So the new baseline, just like we've established a new baseline for a loaf of bread or a can of pork and beans or whatever it is you might go buy at the grocery store, we've established a new baseline for that. It may drop a little bit, but that will always be a price point that we've now become accustomed to and that we've adjusted to. And so wages will have to adjust if you want to keep workers. Wages will have to adjust. So we'll have wage inflation. And so we're creating what's called demand destruction. And demand destruction is until we reach that point where real wages start to increase and inflation levels off, people don't buy as much gas. They don't buy as many groceries. They don't buy as many shirts or pants. They don't buy as many, you know, they don't remodel their house. Or if they do, they only do one bedroom. Or they only do a basement. Or they only do a bathroom. So that decreases demand. All of that to say that they're doing everything they can to convince you that we're not in a recessionary period. Facebook is suppressing that fact. We live in an Orwellian hellscape because Facebook is now fact-checking anybody that questions the White House's word game about the definition of a recession. Now, the standard definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which is what we've had. The previous quarter, growth was a negative like 1.9%. This past quarter, growth was a negative 0.9%. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth. On Facebook, they now put up a post that says, if you say that, if you challenge what the administration says, Facebook added a notice to the post you just put up. People who repeatedly share false information might have their posts moved lower in news feeds so other people are less likely to see them. And then they have this cute little box. It's a cute little box that Facebook puts up that says, from independent fact-checkers, like PolitiFact. PolitiFact is the most biased, one-sided fact-checker you could ever find, but that's who they use. PolitiFact says, no, the White House didn't change the definition of recession. Now, we're going to dissect this real quickly, because listen closely to what PolitiFact says. No, the White House did not change the definition of recession. Now, you can interpret that two ways. If you just scan by that, you think, well, they are trying to say that whatever the White House is saying about, you know, a recession is defined not as this, blah, 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 that's not what this really says. Let's diagram the sentence. Did you ever diagram sentences in grade school or in junior high? I did. I love diagramming sentences. Yeah, I'm a nerd. No, comma, the White House. So there's the subject. The White House, the subject is the White House. The verb is did not change. Okay, so the White House did not change. Did not change what? The definition of recession. That's right, they didn't change the definition of recession. So what did they do? The White House spent an inordinate amount of time trying to convince people that a recession is not two consecutive quarters of negative growth. They spent an inordinate amount of time talking about that. They had all sorts of spokespeople come out and talk about how, no, that's not what it means. It means, you know, we got all these wonderful things going on, and it is not that. Well, okay. Let's go back to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, who understands definitions more than anybody else. Remember? Well, it depends on what the definition of is. Wait till you hear what he says next. Bill Clinton's definition. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Follow me. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Coming up next, Bill Clinton gives us the definition. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hey, it's the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to the weekend with michaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Somebody said they were upset because I said I have nudes on Instagram. Well, how am I supposed to get followers on Instagram if I don't tell you they're nudes? I mean, look. Well, just go look. Yeah, go look. So Facebook is now trying to engage in the newspeak game too. Now, this is and should not be surprising to any of you. Government newspeak is nothing new. When government says that it's cutting spending, what do you think that means? Well, what it really means, it doesn't mean that we were spending $1,000 and now we're going to spend $900. What it means is we were spending $1,000, we had planned to spend $1,500, but we're only going to spend instead $1,400. That's a government spending cut. No, I kid you not. That is exactly what they mean. So what is the definition of a recession? I think the best person to go to is Bill Clinton, because he knows what is, right? So Bill Clinton will tell us.
Well, a recession is two quarters in a row of negative growth. I don't think we're going to have that.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you get that? A recession is two quarters of negative growth, but I don't think we're going to get that. Well, we got it, buddy. Guess what, bucko? We got it. And not only do we have it, but they continue to deny it. Brian Deese, who is a financial advisor, an economic advisor to Joe Biden, said this.
Two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession. It's not the definition that economists have traditionally relied on.
What Senator Clinton has said is this. Economists have a technical definition of recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. And what she's been more focused on is how the economy is impacting typical families. Do you know who said that? The same guy.
Two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession. It's not the definition that economists have traditionally relied on.
Now, that was Mr. Deese on Thursday. In 2008, because he was working for Hillary Clinton, said what Senator Clinton has said is that, of course, economists have a technical definition of recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Now, why is this important? Because I want you to pay attention, which I know is hard to do. We're all afflicted with ADHD. We're all afflicted with, you know, we're busy raising our kids. We're working our jobs. We're just trying to get through life. We're just trying to survive this.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you?
Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good, honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold, too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold-proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr., July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreptheater.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. That's the phone number, 57739. Text me whatever you want to. You want to tell me something. You want to criticize me. You want to compliment me. You want to stick daggers in the text message. Whatever you want to do, because I read every single text message that comes in. And you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you can follow us on social media, and you can stream us live there. So use that website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So we're talking about Newspeak this weekend. And the reason it is important is this. I'm telling you from personal experience that the government will lie to you. I know everybody's going, really, Brown? You're telling us that's the breaking news? The government lies to us? Yes, but there are several kinds of lies. There's the direct, blatant lie where they tell you that as the sun is shining outside, that it's raining and storming and the sun has disappeared forever. There's that kind of blatant lie that you just know factually is not true. Then there's the lie where they tell you, like I gave the example of government a government cut in spending. A government cut in spending is a cut in the increase in spending. They don't actually decrease the amount of spending. They decrease the increase. So, you get that? That's a different kind of lie. And then there's this lie that we're talking about, which is where they use Newspeak, where they just tell you over and over and over the same thing so that, and here, I know it's not this audience. You guys, you're the smart goobers. But trust me on this. There are dumb goobers among us. They exist. They're everywhere. Dumb goobers exist. And the dumb goobers, unlike all of you, just hear this noise in the background. And they hear, like, they might have, let me give you an example. They've got the evening news on. Now, you may think, well, nobody listens to the evening news anymore. Well, actually, they do. About 15 million Americans combined listen to, you know, either ABC World News Tonight or the CBS Evening News or the NBC Nightly News. About 15, somewhere between 15 and 20 million Americans. So there's 15 or 20 million Americans that have on one of those stations at 5:30 or 6 or 7, whatever mountain or whatever time zone you're in. Now, while they have that on, Lester Holt or Nora O'Donnell or David Muir will talk about how the administration says that, no, a recession is not two negative quarters, two consecutive negative quarters. And so you're busy cooking, you know, mac and cheese, or you're busy cooking, I don't know, a Wagyu steak, or you're busy cooking, you know, some pork and beans, or whatever you're cooking for dinner. Or maybe you're just doing shots of tequila. But you're not really paying attention to the news, but you hear it. You hear it. And by osmosis, I'm not saying you, but the 15 to 20 million Americans that hear that, if they're not paying directly attention to it and thinking critically about it, that's what they come to believe. So you already have 15 to 20 million Americans who listen to that, who believe that, you know, because they don't think critically about it. They hear it because they're just busy doing something else. And even those who are sitting down in their big-ass chairs, you know, having a beer for the night and watching the nightly news and looking at it and going, well, shazam, that Biden guy says we're not in a recession. So they buy it. Now, that's not even counting the people that, and this should scare you to death, the millions of Americans that watch the ladies on The View, who are just truly among America's, they ought to have a show called America's Dumbest Hosts. They would win every time. But people listen to that. And I'm just trying to slap all of you around to wake you up and realize that this is what's going on and this is why so much of this dumbassery continues to happen. Because those around us who don't really pay that close attention to it hear something like this and just think, oh, okay.
And just last week, as I said, SK Corporation of the Republic of Korea announced $22 billion and new investment in semiconductor batteries, chargers, and medical devices, creating another 16,000 jobs here in America. And this is powering the strongest rebound in American manufacturing in over three decades, creating 613,000 manufacturing jobs.
Before we get to the highlight of this, let's pause for a moment. So a foreign company from South Korea is investing a plant to build some plants in this country, and they are going to hire 613 people or whatever the number is. Then he extrapolates from that that will create, and it'll create peripheral jobs, because let's say they build a plant, you know, if you plop down a brand new plant that employs 600 people right in the middle of Denver, Colorado, where I'm sitting, then that creates other jobs, because those people that now come to work for that new plant, well, they have to buy gas, they have to buy groceries, they have to buy clothes, they have to buy houses. So that churns the economy, and it does create additional jobs. But it doesn't solve the problem of government spending. It doesn't cause the inherent reason that we have inflation. The president continues.
Passing the CHIPS bill is going to put another $72 billion for incentives and tax credits to expand semiconductor production.
Think about that. $72 billion. We're throwing I don't care whether it's for semiconductors. I don't care whether it's catalytic converters. I don't care whether it's for condoms, whatever it might be. You're throwing $76 billion into the economy. More inflationary spending.
And the Inflation Reduction Act will add another $370 billion.
Think about what he just said. The Inflationary Reduction Act, the Inflationary Reduction Act of 2022 adds, what was the number, 700?
Will add another $370 billion in clean energy tax credits in reconciliation.
Now, he has no clue what he's talking about here. But what he's saying is factually correct. $372 billion is government spending. You know what a tax credit is? Let's say you owe $1,000 in taxes. You're a corporation, you're an S-Corp, you're a C-Corp, you're a mom-and-pop shop, you have a Schedule C, whatever it is, you owe $1,000 in taxes. But because you spent money on something, your taxes are reduced, let's say, by $500. So you get a $500 tax credit. Well, that's $500 less to the federal government, which means then the federal government has to borrow $500 to make up for your tax credit because they haven't reduced spending. They keep spending the same amount of money. So what's the coup de grace to his little press conference here?
Including incentives to accelerate domestic production of solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, and critical materials processing. That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
That doesn't sound like a recession to me. It doesn't sound like a recession to him when you announce that you're spending all of this money. That's the new speak that I'm talking about. That's exactly the new speak that I'm talking about. And the reason it is important for you to understand it is there are the dumb goobers out there that walk among us that hear that and go, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, we're going to create these jobs. We're going to spend all of this money to create all these jobs, and people are going to get tax credits if they go buy a Tesla, or they go buy a wind turbine, or they buy a solar panel made in China, by the way. That's going to create all these jobs. Wow, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Please laugh with me. Come on. Somebody laugh with me. I need to hear some laughter here, because if not, we're going to pull our hair out and we're going to start screaming about it. We now live in a world where Orwell is absolutely correct. War is peace and peace is war. And spending is not spending. And not spending is spending. And creating jobs by spending money is somehow not going to be inflationary. It defies the laws of economics. And we just kind of go on. Now, I know, I don't think I've talked since I've started doing The Weekend with Michael Brown. I don't think I've talked yet about spheres of influence. But when I talk about, and I hate to be, well, no, I don't hate to be crass because this is just me. But when I talk about the dumb goobers out there, you know that you know some of those dumb goobers. That they never think critically. They never really think about what they hear. Or they just hear it and they just accept it as, well, the president said it, so well, it must be true. That's where you come in. Because you'll have an opportunity. If you've got the cojones to do it, you'll have an opportunity when you sit down with one of those dumb goobers. Maybe that dumb goober is your Uncle Frank. Maybe it's Aunt Sally. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's your mom or dad. Maybe it's your grandparents. Maybe it's your best friend. And have a conversation with them. Hey, are you worried about all this government spending? No, you know what? Because it's going to create all these jobs. Well, have you thought about all the government spending we've done over the past year and all that money that's now floating around in the economy, and that's why we have inflation? And maybe you could do something. They didn't take Econ 101. It's your opportunity to give them Economics 101. Unless and until we start taking affirmative steps and actually start doing actionable things, then these yahoos are going to get by with it. Now, I know we've had midterm elections coming up. They're coming up, by the way, on my birthday, so feel free to send me a birthday gift on Election Day, which for me would be taking over the Senate and taking over the House, and then taking over the Senate and the House by people who are actually going to do the right thing, as opposed to a bunch of goobers who won't do the right thing. That would be the best birthday present that I could possibly get. It'd be fantastic. But you have the chance, you actually have the chance to make a difference. And I can hear all across the country right now, I can hear you. And I can hear you saying, no, nothing's going to change. If you take the attitude that nothing's going to change, then nothing will change. But if you take the attitude that I'm going to change what I can within my sphere of influence, whatever that is. It's your church, it's your synagogue, it's your school, it's your workplace, whatever it might be, your social circle, I don't care. You have a sphere of influence. No, Michael, I don't. Yes, you do. Don't argue with me. Look around for your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. Anybody that you come into contact with that knows you, not just some stranger on the street, although that might work too, where you end up having a conversation, listen. Don't start out, don't pat them in the head. Listen. Listen to what they say. And at some point, there will be a little crack in that opening in whatever they're saying where you can jump in and politely, systematically, calmly, reasonably, logically explain to them that, have you ever thought this way? What I want you to do is I want you to make their head hurt. Not like, not you slap them in the head, not that you've knocked them down, but I want you to make their head hurt in the sense that, dang, you're causing me to rethink what I thought was true. I can still hear you, and I can hear all the cynics out there. Now, look, I'm pretty cynical myself, but I sincerely believe that we have the foundational principles upon which we can make these changes, but we're never going to do it if we just remain cynics and just sit back and say, it's not going to change. How many of you, and I know, because let me tell you how it works inside the Beltway, and the same is true, although to a lesser extent, for state capitals or city councils. How many of you ever picked up the phone and actually called your congressman or called your U.S. senator? Now, you're not going to talk directly to them. You're going to talk to some little numbskull aide whose mommy or daddy contributed enough that they got an internship working with a congressman or a senator. But here's what they do. Well, yes, Mr. Brown, how may I help you today? Well, I want to talk to Senator Hickenlooper about his vote for this spending bill, the Inflationary Reduction Act of 2022, because it is my belief that is going to cause inflation to get worse, and it's going to hurt in Colorado, for example. It's going to hurt the oil and gas industry because you're making it even harder for people to frack for natural gas and oil. And I'm really concerned about that, and I want to express my displeasure with Senator Hickenlooper voting for that bill. Well, Mr. Brown, Senator Hickenlooper is very interested in your opinion. And I'll make note of that, and I'll pass it on to the senator. Thank you very much, you little goober. Now, you may think, and I understand why you think, that that's going to have no effect whatsoever. But it will have an effect. And let me tell you why coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. The number's 57739. Just text the word Mike to that number. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media, and I'll tell you why it'll have an effect coming up next. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner. Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown, and yes, I'm reading every text. I told you I read every text message, and somebody says, my God, your life must suck if you read every text. Well, I do. One of them. Oh, my God, you said crack. Yeah, I did. Of course I did. Mike, my sphere knows 99% of them just can't grasp what is actually going on. That's your job. Your job is to make them, is to slap them, not physically, metaphorically, to slap them around and wake them up to make them, help them understand what's going on. Because we are going to go down the crapper if we don't, the asshole, if we don't start being proactive about the dumb goobers around us. Now, let's go back to my example about calling Senator Hickenlooper, who's the junior senator from Colorado, and he's a total doofus. He's just a total doofus. Those of you in Colorado know that he's known as Howdy Doody. That's what a goofball he is. So I call Senator Hickenlooper, express my displeasure over his vote for the Inflationary Reduction Act of 2022. What a lie. I mean, that right there's a lie. Now, you may think that because I talked to some little numbnut intern, this, you know, pimple-faced intern, has no clue what's going on, but here's what's important. They tabulate and they keep a database of every call made, your name, well, you got to participate, your name, your phone number, an email address, if you happen to email them, and the issue that you called about, and which side of an issue you are on. Now, why do you think, let's go back to the late, great Rush Limbaugh. Why do you think that Rush, rarely if ever, I can remember maybe a couple of times in his entire career, that he encouraged his millions of listeners to call the Senate or the House switchboard. Because, number one, he had so many loyal followers that they would overwhelm the system, and he wanted to make sure that he only used that power that he had strategically. But I want you to think beyond Rush, and I want you to think about what he was saying. If his millions of listeners called the Capitol switchboard and asked to speak to their congressman or their senator, that would have an impact, and suddenly lots of things would change. That's the power we have that we fail to exercise. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. When we get back, more Orwellian newspeak, which is actually pretty funny, coming up next. Do not go away.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.